With just over 9 weeks to go to Election Day, the presidential campaign has taken another nasty turn. This week, Hillary Clinton called Donald Trump someone who took over the Republican Party for the far right and suggested racism is at play. Trump called Clinton a bigot and also attacked the Clinton Foundation. Joining us this morning to talk about all this is our political team, Democratic analyst Dan Payne and Republican analyst Todd Domke. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And good morning, Todd Domke.
Good morning.
So, with the campaign clock ticking down, Donald Trump is trying several new gambits. First of all, after flailing around for most of the summer and watching his poll numbers plummet, he's now largely sticking to the script, hammering away at hidden State Department emails and the questions over whether the Clinton Foundation was used as sort of a bank for deposits for people trying to buy State Department access. A new poll shows just 11% of people think Hillary Clinton is trustworthy. Is this line of attack hurting Dan Payne?
Well, it's not so much that Trump's new attacks are hurting, because it's only in recent days that he's turned his fire at Hillary Clinton rather than other Republicans or a Gold Star family. What's hurting Clinton is a sloppy AP, Associated Press story, that declared that more than half of those who met with Clinton as Secretary of State gave money to her foundation. But AP, for some reason, only looked at 154 meetings that she'd had, not 1,700 meetings that she actually held with world leaders. So when you look at the correct number, the 1,700 meetings, then only 5% of those that she met with contributed to the foundation.
Todd Domke.
Well, Clinton does continue to suffer from most voters thinking she is not honest and trustworthy. And questions about the Clinton Foundation and her emails are serious issues, you know, conflict of interest, special access for foreign donors. But every time she's on the defensive, Trump says something foolish, and the focus goes back to him. So this time, 70 days from the election, Trump makes a complete mess of his central issue, immigration. He said he's softening his policy on deportation of 11 million, sounding like Jeb Bush. Then he says maybe he is hardening his position. So with all of his flip-flopping, nobody can explain what he supposedly believes. So now the Clinton controversy seems like a rehash of old news, and it's Trump who's on the defensive.
Well, this is all part of Trump's gambit to try and win some support from black and Latino voters. He's openly courting them now. What's in play here? What's at stake for him, Dan?
Well, Trump has said some embarrassing things just about every time he speaks about race. And recent polls show that Hillary Clinton is getting 91% of the black vote and 81% of Hispanic voters. Well, what worries the Donald's team is that many white voters don't like to support a racist. Now, Trump only a few days ago met with Hispanic leaders, and as Todd said, he softened his tone, his anti-immigrant tone. But right-wing radio impresario Rush Limbaugh found it laughable that Trump now sounds like Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio when it comes to immigration.
Todd, do you think Trump is going to succeed in attracting more black and Latino support? What's he going to do?
Well, according to Trump's new handler, Kellyanne Conway, a Republican pollster, Trump is appealing to minorities largely to convince white, college-educated suburbanites, women, and millennials that he is not the bigoted, scary demagogue they think. That's why Trump made his supposed pitch to black voters to a largely white audience, and he still hasn't addressed a black audience directly. The blatant way he talked about black Americans to the whites supporting him was insulting, saying that all blacks lived in poverty in inner cities that were like war zones. Those were his words. He can't win with 2% of the black vote or 20% of the Hispanic vote or losing white suburban voters.
Hillary Clinton is ratcheting up criticism of Trump, saying he's taking a hate movement mainstream and is peddling bigotry. Trump then hurls the bigot label right back at her. Is Clinton's language somehow converting new voters to Hillary Clinton? What's her strategy along these lines, Dan Payne?
Her strategy is to let him talk and talk and talk and say stupider and stupider things. A bigot is defined as a person who can't tolerate others who have different opinions or backgrounds. I guess he's dropped crooked Hillary in favor now of bigoted Hillary. There's a priceless piece of footage that's been playing on TV of a woman at a Trump rally who hears Trump say Clinton is a bigot. And the woman winces like somebody just told a dirty joke in church.
So, yeah, Clinton gave her speech about the alt-right because she wants independents and Republicans to view Trump's campaign as a vehicle for white nationalism. And there's a lot of truth to that. Trump is the great white hope for the so-called alt-right movement. Many moderates and conservatives, Republicans, are worried that these hate groups will take over the Republican Party. Yesterday, in a CNN interview, Trump said he didn't know anything about the alt-right movement, just these, as he had once said, he didn't know anything about David Duke and white supremacist groups. But this is not an issue that Clinton made up. It's a real concern for many voters.
Quick answers to the next couple of questions. Biggest blunder of the summer for Hillary Clinton, Dan?
Well, she said on Fox News, of all places, that FBI Director James Comey said her answers on her private emails were truthful when he actually said her statement was not true.
Biggest blunder of the summer for Donald Trump, Todd?
I think Trump's attacks on the Khan family, the Gold Star family of a fallen soldier, because that dramatically revealed problems with his temperament and character.
Most important thing the Trump campaign can do to give itself a chance, Dan?
Try to stay on message. Don't ad lib. Don't scream at the camera.
And what does Clinton need to guard most against, Todd?
Overconfidence, plus a possible WikiLeaks revelation as an October surprise.
All right. To both of you, last question. What are the chances Trump makes this a race, a contest with Clinton as we head into the fall, Dan?
Well, the website 538, which called the election exactly 4 years ago, says Trump has a 17% chance of winning. New York Times gives him a 12% chance. Another website that looks at professional gamblers puts him at 20%. I say 20% sounds about right.
And Todd Donkey?
I'd say based on the polls in swing states and the incompetence of the Trump campaign, at least an 85% chance that Clinton will win, and better than 50-50 that she'll win the Electoral College in a landslide.
Todd Donkey, thank you very much.
Good to be with you.
Dan Payne, thank you.
You're welcome, Bob.